Hey everybody, it's Dan. So in this video we're going to talk to you about why I'm going to fly over every time a property comes empty.
So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey, it's Dan, hope you're well. So, as you may have seen in the last couple of videos, I've been in the UK and just doing a property, and one of the kind of things I've realised that being away so much and being so hands-off all the time is really not conducive to maintaining a really good property portfolio and keeping everything up to scratch. It's the little things that other people just miss. No door handles, or I don't know, something that needs painting. We're just painting. But you didn't tell me to paint it. You know, it's like you're my eyes and ears. I shouldn't have to get you to tell me what needs painting all the time. You should see it and just think, oh, paint that, you know? Anyway, it doesn't work, right? So, what I'm going to be doing is every time a property comes empty in the UK, and I've just done this, we had a 4-bed HMO come empty, got on a plane, I flew over, actually spent about 10 days there because quite a lot of work to do. HMO for the last 18 years, we converted it back to a single family let. That takes some time, do you know what I mean? So, it took about 10 days that one. But like, for example, what else have I got? I've got another 4-bed coming empty in about 3 weeks' time. So I'm actually going to fly over and we're going to get into that house and I'm going to stay at that house. So then, two reasons. One is, saves money on hotels. If I invest for 10 days, 60 quid a day, that's £600. You know, if I'm paying someone £15 an hour, somebody else do the maths on that, I can't work it out. But what is that? 100 hours. I just can't do the maths. Why can I not do the maths? Then it's 1500 quid. It's about 50 hours work, right? So I can hire someone at £15 an hour for call it 40 hours for the same price it would cost me for a hotel. That's a much better way of spending that money than me staying in a city centre hotel. So I'm going to stay at the house. That's the first reason. The second reason is, when you stay in a place, you can go, oh, that needs doing. Why does this not work? You switch something on and it comes off in your hand. Tenants don't tell you about it. Inspections don't really bring it up. And so, actually, by staying there, it means that I get to see all the little bits that actually need doing. And as I'm working through the plan, so we land, we get on site, we build up the plan, we allocate how many hours to each room, what needs doing in each room, and so on. And then we work through the plan. And then we allocate resources. Sometimes it's me, sometimes it's other people, and so on. So the second reason, then, is to really find all the little niggly bits that actually need doing. So then, for example, if a 1-bed city centre flat comes empty, awesome, city centre flat comes empty. I'll go stay there, maybe 3 or 4 days for something like that. But me being there on site means a couple of things. First of all, I can get in and I can get it done to the way that I want it to be done, styled to the way that I want it to be styled. You see, my handyman, as good as he's shit at styling. You know, you can't kind of see it. When I talk about painting the wall and the tops of the wall black like they used to be, he's like, well, what are you doing that for? It's like, well, because you get curb appeal, so it looks nicer from outside. It's a nicer living environment. And you can't see the point of doing it. So, for someone like him, you can't see it. But when I get there, we had a handyman who painted outside a wall, and the drain pipe going down, he painted that the same colour as the wall. I'm like, what have you painted that colour for? Why would you do that? Paint the drain pipe black. It was a cream wall. Which now got graffiti on it. It was a cream wall, and then it's painted the drain pipe cream. What have you done that for? Like, some people just simply don't get it. It's just bizarre. And so, the difference here is that you actually being on site makes a world of difference. And there is something else that's happening here as well, and it's something I've definitely realised because of the pandemic, which is that me not being around in the UK as often. Bear in mind, I used to fly back once every 2 weeks. You know, so twice a month I would fly back to go see the kids and things. And so I used to be a lot more hands-on when I was then. When I say hands-on, I don't mean me actually doing the work, but me identifying what work needs doing and then going and actually doing that work. So I used to be a lot more hands-on, and now I'm not hands-on at all. The pandemic has kind of put a stop to that. And now now the pandemic is over. The pandemic's not over, but now we're able to travel again. It just means that now I can go and actually go and take a look. And it's such a good way of doing this. Going and living in one of your properties for a few days makes the world of difference when it comes to refurbing. Even if you just stay there for a couple of nights, grab, this is what I did. We have duvets, we have mattress protectors, we all get washed, we have towels, I have some clothes in the UK. So when I go stay in a place, we just go pick up all the stuff, we go drop it there, and you go stay overnight. Trust me, when I say you stay overnight, like, I'll give you an example. In the HMO, a couple of things. One is the doors wouldn't stay shut. No idea why. Although one of the rooms had some piping around the door. God knows why. But it meant that the door wouldn't shut. So we just pulled the piping off. It's like this rubber piping. I think we did it because maybe the door rattles. But we're going to ask the next tenant. But that's one thing. Then the other thing, in two bedrooms, the windows didn't close. Like, why do the windows not close? Why didn't you tell me the windows don't close? We can fix that. Tenants don't tell you stuff. And if you don't stay there, and it was really windy as well when I was there, so this window's banging away. And I'm like, it kept me up loads. I'm like, well, it must have kept the tenants up. Why do the tenants not tell us? It's anyone's guess. But they don't tell you. They don't tell you anything. They tell you some stuff. But they don't tell you a lot. So that makes a big difference as well. And just by being able to stay overnight and identify all the things that need to happen in order for this property to get back up to great standard. You know, you sit on a couch and there's a problem with the couch. The tenants don't tell you this. Often because they think maybe you're going to blame them and keep a bond and that kind of thing. We're not really fussed about that. We're more fussed about what's broken so we can fix it. We're very fixable landlords. We like maintenance. You know, we want to improve on the maintenance. And then the other thing that allows me to do as well, and it's not something I've done for quite some time, because we don't like to inspect properties. We don't, you know, we like to give tenants peaceful enjoyment. So we tend not to bother them. But actually, we are going to start implementing inspections, 6-month inspections. If tenants don't like it, then do one. But the inspections are really important, and that's definitely something that we're going to step up. We have in the past allowed tenants quite enjoyment where we've not seen the property for years, and actually this property refurb that we're doing right now in the UK, which is, you know, it's cost us about 18 grand. And bear in mind, we've not really touched this property in about 15 years, really. So it actually does need a lot of work doing to it anyway. You know, we wired it, we've gone back to brick, and we're doing a total refurb on it. But actually, the tenant was damaging the property and we didn't realise. And also, we tried to get him to do inspections on this property. But as usual, the old, we can't do that because of COVID, you can't come in, I'm worried about COVID. That kind of stopped us getting access to that property, and so that's one of the reasons for that. So, flying over and staying in the property when everyone comes empty. You know, my flight cost me £15. I'm going to talk about Ryanair on another podcast because it annoys me. But my flight was £15 plus £10 for a seat. And then coming back, the flight was 50 quid. So for what, £65 is it? £75. It just meant that I was able to fly over to the UK, stay in the UK for 10 days. The whole thing cost me 75 quid. Technically, by the way, it cost me a lot more because I bought a car, which I'm going to do in the next podcast. Anyway, hope that's useful. We'll catch up with you on the next one. My name's Dan Latter. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.